Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin. What comes to mind when you think of technical analysis? You may think of terms like candlesticks and those daunting charts. Our next guest is a former technical analyst from Merrill Lynch, who taught TA as an academic and was president of the local technical analysis society. He is the author of several books, including Market Timing for the Investor, Picking Market Tops and Bottoms with Technical Analysis. We've given him a challenge today. Can he teach us technical analysis without the tears? And what can TA indicate about trends and timing and price in an unprecedented scenario of markets crashing because of a virus? Welcome, BC Low, President of TA Consultancy. BC, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Michelle. Thank you for inviting me and having me.
So you head a technical analysis consultancy, and on your website, you say, "We believe it is from the bigger market moves that more profits can be made." Do you still believe that in this market?
Yes, definitely. The thing is that what I'm saying in the statement is that, well, markets move up and down. Yeah, there are big moves and there are small moves. So it's up to the investor whether he's positioned for the move. If he's positioned correctly, he makes the money. If he's positioned wrongly, then he loses money.
The thing is, there is no playbook for what we're seeing happening now. So do you think that TA can still help predict what's going to come, given this is an unprecedented economic situation?
Well, TA has been around for about 100 years, if you look at it, you know, from his historical point of view, and charts have been used, I would say, for the past 100 years. In Japan, charts have been used since the 17th century. But of course, we're talking of today. And what I'm trying to say is that charts are not just an instrument that looks at the short term. It does look at very much at the long term. It's capable of looking at the long term trends. So what we are saying today is that the market is, you know, perhaps there are signals that say that the medium trends and longer term trends are perhaps, you know, heading south. So we need to listen to the signals from the charts.
All right, let's listen to those signals a little closer now. BC, you say that technical analysis is an art that can help a trader with trend and timing and price. Can you help us understand your definition of TA with an illustration, maybe, so that we can get a sense of how some of its ideas work with regard to a stock or a REIT of your choice?
Yeah, okay. Technical analysis, according in my terms, is the art of interpreting price action and technical signals from charts to determine a market's trend, the extent of its move, as well as its timing. So technical analysis works in the same way whether it is used on a stock or a REIT, currency, gold, etc. This is because technical indicators are applied to prices of the assets. And yeah, if a prices move up, a signal comes from your charts, depending on the indicator they use. The market is going up, and similarly, if prices move down, and the signal comes from your indicator that the trend is heading down. So, yeah. So technical analysis helps us to do that.
All right. Basically. Is there an illustration that you have, an old chart on a stock or a REIT that you can pull up that can help us understand some of these ideas?
So I would say, for example, in the recent times, there has been weakness in the sterling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that the sterling has been weak for several reasons. The sterling chart was already showing weakness weeks and weeks ago. Yeah. And the current strength of the US dollar from 134 to now 146 recently was actually represented in the charts. And of course, in the current fall in all the global stock indices,
yes,
signals were appearing as early as 28th of February that something big was on the way.
Wow, so you could see this 28th of February, huh?
I could see that on my charts, yeah.
I wonder if you can describe some other past trends that you were able to see ahead of time.
Past trends, okay, well, a bit of history. You may recall, your listeners may recall that the crude oil went on a very major downtrend in 2014 and 2015. And I spoke at a public seminar, all right, at the beginning of 2015, and I forecasted with my charts that oil was heading down, and eventually it went below $30. Yeah.
Okay.
And now we're in the same territory now.
So, BC, can TA predict the bottom of the S&P 500 in this COVID-ridden market?
That's a very interesting question, Michelle. Okay, I would say that TA actually improves the probability of an investor getting right if he uses the right tool and the right approach. I would say that this is a fairly major move down in most stock indices. Mm. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if you look at charts, you can look at charts from a daily chart point of view, a weekly chart point of view, or a monthly chart point of view. So daily means that the price, the daily price is plotted using the daily price. Weekly, weekly chart plots the price of a single week in one bar. And monthly and so on. Now, this is very important in my scheme of things. This is very, very important, Michelle, because this is what I think is lacking in the way investors look at the markets. They look at the daily charts, right, and they try to, forecast whether a big trend has topped off or a big trend has bottomed out. So let me just say that, for example, last night, and perhaps you can see today also, we are having a resurgence in prices.
Mm-hmm.
So people getting excited. There's a daily bar that looks very exciting. Yeah. So I caution because what we are seeing is, weekly trends are looking down, and in certain markets, monthly trends are looking down.
So what indicators should people be looking at to help them? For example, you said 28th of February, you could see something big was going to happen in the markets. What charts were you looking at to come to that conclusion? You have an interesting quote that I read from the notes that you sent our way, where you say the weatherman will not predict the weather in 6 months from the clouds overhead. And that's what people are trying to do a lot of the time. They listen to the news headlines and then they try to predict what's going to happen next. So when, for a specific example, just to ground it for our listeners, when you say you could see something big coming in the markets from what you were seeing as far back as February 28th, what were you looking at to come to that conclusion?
Right. Okay. In the week of the 28th of February, right, to answer your question, I could see the weekly chart of the Dow actually falling through key levels in the indicators that I use. So to me, that was a very telling signal. And the same can be said of the SCI, yeah, and subsequently for, I'm looking at my chart now, so I'm just ticking a bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P actually signals were not so bearish at that point in time, yeah, so. But subsequently, signals followed too.
Okay, let's talk about these signals. How you mentioned indicators. How does an investor decide which indicators to use?
I would say that anybody interested in learning and practicing technical analysis must bear in mind that you can't use one indicator to look at all markets and for all the investors' needs. So I would broadly break the indicators down into three groups. They will be trend indicators, timing indicators, and the price indicators. So you need a whole bunch of tools to help you navigate a market. So another example I can give you is that a carpenter cannot be using only hammers and having only hammers in his toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he may have a beautiful one made of gold and very good steel or whatever it is. If he only has a hammer in his toolbox, then I think he's in trouble. He can't get his job done. So he needs screwdrivers and spanner, a saw, and so on and so forth. So people who need to who want to use technical analysis will need to be prepared, you know, looking at, first of all, a whole toolbox of technical indicators that help him with the trend, the timing, and also the right prices.
So an indicator can be something as simple as the price of a stock. Is that correct?
No, the price of the stock is just the price. The indicator, a simple example of an indicator would be a moving average. Yeah, a moving average calculation. The different types of moving average, you can choose whatever you like, but you should look at a moving average as one indicator. And there are different, perhaps different numbers of moving average that you can use. You can use 5. Typically, most people in the market will look at the 200-day simple moving average. So, yeah, so it's up to you. But you need to do a bit of research and to find what works best. So that's the difficult part.
But you say the same toolbox, so whether you've decided on a hammer and a spanner and a wrench, that same toolbox, the same indicator can be used across markets and different asset classes.
Yes, that's a good question, Michelle. The huge advantage of technical analysis is that the indicators cannot differentiate between one class, asset class, from another, from one market to another. It is just a statistical or mathematical formula, right? So if it is proven useful in one chart, and markets are just prices, nothing more than that. So if an indicator is effective in one, you apply it to another set of prices, you know that it is a different asset class. You know that it's a different market. The indicator doesn't know. The indicator just works. If it's a dumb indicator, it'll send you dumb signals. If it is a good indicator, it sends you a good signal. So that's how it works. So that's how I use the same indicators for all markets. Now, the other thing I would like to add is that earlier on I spoke about different time frames. You have daily charts, your weekly charts, monthly charts, quarterly charts, and so on. So, as I said, a weekly chart would be one chart that compresses entire week's price into one bar. That kind of a chart will give you a lot of history, and it can also be used to forecast the medium and longer term outlook for a market. So I would add now that the indicators that work across different markets, different asset classes, can still be applied to different time frames. And that's the wonderful part of technical analysis. It is extremely, extremely efficient, and I found it to be so. However, I just need to add one disclaimer, and that is that I personally have not been working with the lower time frames, such as the intraday charts, the hourly charts, and the 15-minute charts, and so on. Well, so I can't really make very, very clear, definitive comment on the intraday.
All right. What sort of psychological adaptations does an investor need to make when learning technical analysis? What kind of frame of mind should they have when approaching time frames and technical analysis?
I guess it's a bit of a chicken and egg question. The thing is that if somebody believes that technical analysis can give him a better chance of getting it right and wants to work at it, that belief will help him. That belief will help him. Most investors use the fundamental approach, and it's perfect to use the fundamental approach because it is logical. It is logical, all right? Whereas in the case of technical analysis, you're just working with a bunch of technical tools. So you need to have a lot of develop your faith in the tool that works. So that's number one. You know, you must have some belief. But of course, if you have no belief in it doesn't work, then you won't try it. So there's a chicken and egg situation. And the other thing is the aptitude for charts. Not everybody has the kind of aptitude for charts.
Indeed.
Some people are good in dancing, others in music, and some are good in maths. So not everybody has an aptitude for charts. So I have to say that.
BC Low is my guest today. BC, why did you move from futures trading to technical analysis professionally?
Well, I started in futures trading and I was very, very intrigued by it. And but that was in the mid to late 80s. But it was technical analysis compared to today was in its infancy at the time, before software, before computers, before AI. And so I was very intrigued by it, and I was inspired by a number of great technical analysts, somebody called Wells Wilder. Some of your listeners may know, but most people would not know of him. Mm-hmm. And people like John Bollinger, who created a very good indicator called Bollinger Band, of course. And Joe DiNapoli, who sort of modernized something called Fibonacci method. Yeah. So these are some of the people who inspired me. Yeah.
What are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people who want to learn technical analysis? What are some common mistakes that they make?
Well, I have to repeat the fact that most people think that they could find a solution for all their three needs in one indicator.
Mm.
That is what I call a holy grail mentality.
Right.
And I think that's not realistic in technical analysis. As I said, you need to know the timing, you need to prices, and you need trend in the first place. But unfortunately, people would like to be able to find a shortcut. People are still doing it, and people will continue to do that. So I really caution about that. And the other thing is that people tend to blame technical analysis if things go wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I do make mistakes in the markets myself. But I realize when I make a mistake, it's because I didn't pay attention. I ignored my indicators. So I pay the price.
Interesting. Interesting. So you've written two books, Integrating Technical Analysis for the Investor and Market Timing for the Investor. Listen, in his book, The Intelligent Investors, Jason Zweig says, in my entire career, I've never met anyone who has successfully used technical analysis. Can you talk to us about some of your successes?
My successes. I would say that I believe I have come up with an approach to perhaps offer a solution in technical analysis for the investor. And that is why I wrote the two books. Yeah, because I really think that investors in there for the long term, so naturally they need to look at the longer term outlook and the longer term charts fit into this scheme of things. There are many people in the market who trade intraday. Then, technical analysis in the long-term perspective and tools for long-term totally irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are more investors out there in the market who are still in need of an approach. So I would think that offering an approach to look at markets in the longer term, I think I would say that is my best offer to the market.
If someone listening,
because I think too many people lose money that way.
If someone listening in really wants to use technical analysis to understand where a possible bottom of the market could be for S&P 500 or STI, what are some inexpensive resources that a person could use, BC?
Actually, it's not something. My answer to that is that there's a huge resource in our national library. I think people will be surprised if I tell you that.
Yes.
there is a huge collection of books and so on, and magazines and so on. But, well, if you're really interested, then you need to do some work.
Yeah.
So NLB is a huge resource. And let me just mention two titles, two authors.
Mm-hmm.
One is John Murphy. He wrote the first sort of iconic book on technical analysis. Just Google John Murphy, technical analysis of the financial markets. And that is an old book. The first edition was in 1985. He updated it subsequently in the 90s. A more recent title is Technical Analysis, The Complete Resource for Financial Market Technicians, and that is written by Kirkpatrick and Dahlquist. So these are very good books, but you need to work into them, and they are like a sort of textbook. So they cover A to Z of technical analysis. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Then, of course, just to add to it, there is a very good one of the sort of most famous and magazines called Technical Analysis of Stocks and Commodities out from the U.S. And it's available in the library, too. Can you imagine?
Fantastic.
Most libraries don't carry that magazine.
Oh, I think our library is amazing. So I'm happy that we're giving them a plug. And thank you for that excellent book list. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, BC.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Michelle.
BC Lowe, there, president of TA Consultancy. He's got two books available as well, Integrating Technical Analysis for the Investor and Market Timing for the Investor. This has been Money and Me. I hope you walked away with a sense of how technical analysis could help you understand trends, timing, price, different time frames that TA can speak to, what an indicator is, and how to start building your own toolbox of indicators today.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.